I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to Watford in the county of Hertfordshire. The first public mention of the name Watford was at the proclamation of the town's Anglo-Saxon Charter of 1042. The second public mention was just now. Local man Fred Housego won Mastermind in 1980. The London cabbie from Croxley passed on only one question, which was, in monetary terms, what is the meaning of the word change? The former Spice Girl, Emma Bunton, lives nearby. Emma left the group in 1999 to become a former Spice Girl. Watford is home to the British Literacy Skills Research Facility. Its senior practitioner, Dr. James Holland, was recently awarded an oboe for his work on dyslexia. The truck manufacturers Iveco are based here and built rubbish lorries for the council, so they lost the contract. Although Watford is very much a modern town, historians have recently unearthed evidence of a prehistoric tribe who became extinct around 3,000 years ago. But they weren't the last ancient people to die here. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Pryor and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Andy Hamilton. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of frantic scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Okay, in this first round, we'll be providing misleading advice, and it's going to be well worth a listen, if you get the idea. This week, the teams are providing unhelpful advice for travellers, by which we mean tourists rather than Romany travellers. And these days, we have to be careful not to stereotype Romany travellers in case they put a curse on us. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of misleading travel advice for both this country and abroad. Andy, you can start.
The campsite outside St. Paul's Cathedral welcomes caravans.
Graham.
After a night out in Bangkok, don't go home without your free ping pong ball.
Barry.
English policemen are affectionately known as tit face.
Tim.
When watching cricket in Pakistan, ask what the rules are today.
Women smoking outside buildings are prostitutes.
Don't miss the London Olympics. Tickets on sale at the gate.
Vegetarian steaks in France are called cheval.
The euro is no longer legal tender in Greece. They would rather you paid in hummus.
In Pamplona, get out in the street and join in the famous catching of the bulls.
Greet any companion in the gents with, "Are you on your own, big boy?"
At the beach in Rio, every day is twang-a-thong day.
The Muslim community in England can seem a little reserved, but they will soon open up if you do them a nice drawing of Muhammad.
That was Andy Hamilton.
With a joke given to him by Jack D.
In Norfolk, when your host introduces his wife and sister, be sure to compliment her.
Good, well, the teams are going to sing for us now in the round called One Song to the Tune of Another. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Listeners will be interested to learn that back in the 70s, Colin produced Wings. Then salmonella broke out and his barbecue chicken stall was shut down. We'll start with you, Barry, if we may. I'd like you to sing the words of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to the tune of Delilah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. Used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? So bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Oh, Barry Cryer singing with an oxygen mask on. Marvellous. So, you now, Tim, I'd like you to sing the words of Fight for Your Right to Party by the Beastie Boys to the tune of Danny Boy.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't want to go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. You miss two classes and no homework, but your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. You gotta fight for your right to party your pop. Caught you smoking and he said, no way. That hypocrite smokes two packs a day, man, living at home is such a drag. Now your mum threw away your best part of a man.
All right, it's your turn now, Andy. I'd like you to sing the words of the Bob the Builder theme to the tune of O Fortuna from Carmina Burana.
Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can. Scoop, Muck and Dizzy and Rolly too. Lofty and Wendy, join the crew. Pilchard and Bert, Travis and Spud, playing together like good friends should. Can we have this man thrown out? The man shouting more.
It's actually Jeremy Hardy.
And finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone to the tune of the Birdie Song.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't a home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away. That's enough of that.
Thank you, Graham. Well done, Watford. I bet you have line dancing here, don't you? The next game is called Word for Word, and it's a word game that uses words in a game. One team should start by taking turns to exchange a random series of words, which must be totally unconnected. So if the word African is followed by the word Zulu, then it means the middle's fallen out of your dictionary. And if exigent was followed by schizothermia, vociferous, echopraxia, plump and buttocks, then you've got through to Stephen Fry's answer phone. So, Tim and Andy, you can start exchanging your random words, while Barry and Graham, you should carefully monitor their words and challenge to take over play if you detect a connection. So off you go, Tim and Andy.
Crumpet.
Pelvis.
Plectrum.
Spinach.
Forceps.
Plasma.
Culinary.
Behemoth.
Gerund.
That was Graham. As,
yeah, that was my favourite kids' programme, Gerund the Behemoth.
Yes!
On the radio, was it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I want a book token.
What used to happen in Gerund the Behemoth then, Graham?
What was the tune?
They played visual games on the radio. It was marvellous.
What was the... what was the theme tune, Graham? Perhaps you could do it for us.
I'm Gerund the Behemoth.
That was a very short intro to it. And that's all he said. And he married a behemoth.
I'm beginning to believe it.
It's true.
There was a behemoth ball one year.
Yeah.
Behemoth ball. Moth ball.
No, no, I know.
I know.
It's okay, Barry. It's okay.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. We got it.
I'm a pioneer, really.
So, obviously, yes, you've won the challenge, Graham. I'm sure you'd be thrilled to know.
I've forgotten the plot now.
Yeah. Oh, Tim has...
Hesitation.
Graham, it's over to you.
Now?
Yes, please.
That was my word.
Oh.
Then...
Table.
Ballistic.
Artichoke.
Conifer.
However.
Holistic.
This.
That.
Andy.
Well, he threw it there. This and that. That was my favourite children's programme. Do you remember? Two little finger puppets.
This and that.
Hello, this.
Hello, that.
Yeah. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Yes. Shall we sing a song now?
Yes. This and that.
We'll
have a little cat.
This and that.
We haven't done it justice, really.
Yeah, I'm filling up just remembering that show.
Yeah.
It's all very well for you to laugh. I'm actually sitting quite close to them. It's a correct challenge, though, this and that. I can't allow that. So we'll have... you can carry on, please, Andy.
Turbot.
Molest.
So you just keep your private life out of it. Sperm.
And yours, Charabang.
Barry.
Charabang Sperm, 60s rock group. All their albums. They did a cabaret at the Behemoth Ball one year. You remember them?
Do you not remember them, Charabang?
I'm not that old, unfortunately.
Yeah, Barry remembers their biggest hit.
Charabang. Charabang. Charabang, lend me your sperm. Charabang. Charabang. Charabang, it's the end of term. Charabang. Charabang. Be a bee.
Well, there's been mass coverage of the intrusion into people's private lives this year, but even before phone hacking and email interception, there were still certain sleazy individuals going through people's dustbins in the middle of the night in a desperate attempt to get close to the rich and famous. We spoke to one who we'll call Alan. It's not his real name. His real name is Barry Cryer. And Alan has inspired this idea for a game called Who's Dustbin? Now, I'll present each team with a dustbin that's been taken from outside the home of a well-known person, and the opposing team should try to guess the owner's identity from what the rummaging team discover has been thrown away. Okay, Barry and Graham, the first celebrity dustbin is for you to rummage through, and the identity of its mystery owner is now being displayed to our theatre audience. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant.
Right, off you go, Barry and Graham.
Let's have a look in here. Oh,
what's that? Floppo hair conditioner.
Yeah. a couple of old golf clubs. Yeah. Oh, pair of monogrammed gloves.
Yep.
The initials R and L.
Yes. Four bits of old wedding cake.
Oh, yes, yes. And a turkey.
Well, quite a few
turkeys, yeah. What's that book? What's that book there?
Acting for Dummies.
Oh.
Still in its wrapper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and oh, look, a signed photo from this dusky beauty in Hollywood. Oh. That's that on the back. Is that a message? Oh, no, it's an invoice.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Is that our Prime Minister in the fictional world?
Yes.
Must be Hugh Grant.
Really? Hugh Grant.
Who, as a child actor, starred in This and That. Do you remember?
I remember. He was the caterpillar, wasn't he?
Hello, caterpillar. Hello.
Oh, God, please make it end. Okay, your turn now, Tim and Andy. The identity of your celebrity dustbin owner will now be displayed to the audience. Well, here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
James Murdoch. James Murdoch.
Okay, start rummaging now, Tim and Andy. Sorry.
What's this?
Oh,
look. Oh,
what do you got?
Look, it's a diary, 2008 diary.
Oh, yeah.
It says, important meeting with senior staff, though I wasn't there.
Here's another entry, Tim.
What's that say?
Met with senior staff.
Yeah.
Asked to sign check for £250,000. Didn't ask why. Didn't want to appear nosy.
There's loads of phone numbers in the back of here.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
names. They've been tipexed out.
Yeah. Is that your number, Tim?
Yeah, and my PIN number.
Oh,
well, it was before I had to change it.
Oh, I remember because of your affair with Elle Macpherson.
Shh.
Yeah. Is she still stalking you?
Look, just leave it alone for her sake. Oh, here's a book. Teach Yourself to Speak American, Cobber.
Oh, yeah. I've done another book, look, on morality and ethics. Also still in its wrapper.
This is the only way is not ethics, is it?
The end.
Rolf Harris, obviously.
It's got to be James Murdoch.
Yeah.
The next round's called The Cutting Room Floor and is specially designed to encourage fierce competition between the teams, as only the funniest contributions will make it to the air. Barry and Graham, I want you to step up to the microphone in the style of Mock the Week and say some very funny things that you shouldn't come out with at a funeral, while Tim and Andy, I want you to come up with a hilarious piece of consumer advice in the style of You and Yours. So make your efforts hysterically funny, remember, or else they'll end up on the cutting room floor. Off you go.
On to the next round.
Well, in the next round, our theatre audience will be called upon to get involved in the game called Karaoke Koki. Now, this achieves the almost impossible by combining the best bits of karaoke with the best bits of Hokey Koki to make the worst of both worlds. In Karaoke Koki, the audience will be invited to hum a song. Now, the first team to buzz in and identify the song will be the winners. If the team is wrong, the audience must start again from where they left off and so on until someone gets it right, or I wander out to see if there's a passing bus I can throw myself under. Whichever comes first. Musical assistance will be provided by Colin Sell. Okay, audience, the title of your first song will now be relayed to you via the display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The James Bond theme. The James Bond theme.
Please would you start us off, please, Colin.
I've no idea what it is. I just want it to stop.
Good. I think I've heard it at funerals a few times.
I don't think you're close yet. I must say it sounded like a lot of old men eating cake or something. Maybe you've got too many people humming. That's
yeah.
So I think, should we just try it one more time? Benefit cheats only this time. On the count of three, off you go. One, two, three.
Surprised they can afford cake.
I think we might have to do men only. On the count of three. One, two, three. Andy.
Well, I feel I'm descending into mental illness now. I have a feeling I detected the vaguest suggestion of melody in there, and I think it might be the theme tune from James Bond.
Oh, I'm not there. Good, OK, well, yes. Let's try another one. Here's a further song title for you, and here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Do they know it's Christmas? Do they know it's Christmas?
Colin, another intro, please. Another intro.
It's the flight of the bumblebee. But you know when they get stuck in the double glazing?
Yeah.
It's
like... I don't know what it was, but it seemed to be coming towards us, which was...
I think maybe women only on the count of three, please. One, two, three.
It's an old musical song. You can't put Willy where Willy won't go. Love it to hear it again.
I thought it was very recognisable.
Well, can we hear more of it?
Yeah, but you know what
I can't believe I said that.
Not everyone has my musical ear.
If I have, give it back.
Women only again on the count of three, please. One, two, three. Give us your f***ing money. So sorry. You were doing it so well, I got in the...
It was like Ed Balls watching the Antique Roadshow.
Was that the clue?
That was the clue.
Vera Lynn will meet again. Do they know it's Christmas?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to squeeze in a round of the electrician's songbook. Samantha has to nip home early as she's got a recurring problem with faulty wiring, and yet another electrician is coming round to check her fuses. Samantha says she blows three or four a week in the cupboard under the stairs. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of song titles likely to appeal to an audience of electricians. Andy, you can start.
Ding dong, the switch is dead.
Greatest song by Vince Cable.
Album of greatest hits by Earth, Live and Neutral.
Wish me luck as you microwave me goodbye.
I've got Ian Drury's classic, Flex and Plugs and Shocks and Volts.
Talking about my generator.
A Hard Day's Night, plus parts, plus VAT equals 800.
You've got to fit a socket or two.
The sad song of the weight-conscious, underqualified electrician. I'm a nine-stone cowboy.
Hold it, flash, bang, wallop. Oh, sorry about that.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the show. And what can I say? Well, with the best will in the world, I'd inherit everything. And with that, from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Watford, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke-Taylor, and Andy Hamilton were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith. We'll be right back.